Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Linehan is out. What does that mean? Well, it's interesting, you know, because they could have rolled out the entire staff since Garrett is an offensive-minded coach. Now, he's not involved in the offense anymore. He's not involved in the play calling. And he does do a really good job of getting guys fired up, making guys buy in. That, you know, the guys in that locker room believe in Jason Garrett. We can roll our eyes. You can call him a robot, but those guys play hard for him. They believe in him, and he does a good job. I was told that before the Saints game, that the night before, I guess, he gives these big speeches, and people like erupted, like stood up and applauded at the end of his speech, whatever the heck it was, and some of the coaches were saying it was the best speech they'd ever heard. And
he's good at that, man. That's his forte. And hey, I don't want to minimize. I think he's very, very good. The aspect of coaching of getting guys to focus on fundamental, basic things so that they don't lose track of stuff, because that's real easy to do. And he's good at keeping guys on track and motivated.
And players like him.
Yeah.
They like him, man. Even guys like Romo, who it didn't quite work out, didn't go the way he had wanted to, has nice things to say about Jason Garrett. Everybody likes the guy. The Joneses are comfortable with him. And he turned this thing around. He gets credit for that. It was 3-5. He turned it around, took the Cowboys to the second round of the playoffs. So they're not going to just bounce him, right? And there's an air of comfortability, which is so important to the Joneses. So they don't bounce him. They don't bounce Kellen Moore, which I assumed Kellen Moore would be attached to the hip of Linehan, handpicked Linehan's protege. So I kind of expected Kellen Moore to get fired when Linehan got fired, but it wasn't to be. So now you've got this empty spot. You need an offensive coordinator. You need somebody to get more out of Dak. You need somebody who's good with quarterbacks to help develop Dak. You need somebody to kind of turn this passing game around. You got to figure out why you can't pass the ball against these 8-man boxes designed to stop the run. And so you need somebody who specializes in all these different things, but since you're not, it's not an overhaul. You need someone who's familiar with the scheme or the ideology or the philosophy, or at least the people involved, because you're just plugging a person into the middle of something. And so these are the candidates right now that we know of. Doug Nussmeier, who's already the tight end coach, who took a more predominant role, we believe, in play calling at the end of the season. That's a candidate, right? Any interest in that?
I have an interest in that, depending on what I would like another voice to be in here. Without knowing the situation, if those other voices weren't like crazy muted and they had all these great ideas, then that to me feels like something new. But I would at least like one fresh voice to be into this mix.
Right.
But I like it better than what it was.
And Doug Nussmeier, the tight end coach here, look at his history. Quarterback coach at Florida, Michigan, Alabama, Washington, Fresno State. Quarterback coach at the Rams in 06, 07.
Right.
Like, just because he's tight ends coach here doesn't mean that's all he's focusing on.
He's been a quarterbacks guy and had some pretty good jobs. You know, I like what you're saying there, Skin, about a fresh voice. It's kind of what Chris Richard brought to the defense.
Right.
You know, and Marinelli stayed, but Chris Richard came and it was a breath of fresh air. And, wow, we can use Byron Jones in a different way. Here's some different philosophies.
Right.
Here's some different play calling so people can't figure out exactly what we're doing all the time. And it was a breath of fresh air and it helped.
Yeah, and I really like what Orlovsky said earlier. He's like, you can do fresh things out of the same formations.
Right.
You don't, it's not like, hey, we have to completely change everything, but this Cowboy team did not. And when the tendency showed they're about to do something, they 9 times out of 10 did that thing. So that's why the offense is ineffective.
Nussmeier is the least sexy, least appealing of all these, I would say, of all these candidates we're about to talk about.
Agreed.
James Coley, who is the offense coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Georgia, who was just promoted into that role to be the OC, is another candidate. And all the Georgia websites and all the Georgia football followers are all freaking out now because they were very excited about this. And they're scared that the big bad Cowboys are going to come in and take their guy. How likely is it that James Coley leaves a job he just accepted, a promotion he just accepted, to come to the Cowboys?
Can I say this? Cliff Kingsbury just did. Now, that's for a head coaching job.
Yeah.
But I think Fish made a good point earlier when it's like, hey, the offensive coordinator job at Georgia and the offensive coordinator job at the Cowboys are two completely different spheres, even though Georgia's an elite football program.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you're going to work for a guy that you know very well.
Right.
Although he knew Saban. Kirby Smart, the coach at Georgia.
Right.
All on that coaching staff with Garrett on the 2005-2006 Miami Dolphins that was coached by Saban. I know James Coley's not a household name. Quick background. Was named co-offensive coordinator. He has called plays. He called plays at Miami as the offensive coordinator there. He was at Florida State for a long time. Great ties with Jimbo Fisher. In fact, I think that's why Georgia kind of upped his role and gave him a little more money. Say, hey, be the co-OC. We've got another guy. And you'll just sit by him, and you'll be in the press box. Take a little more. You'll be the quarterback's coach. Just don't go to A&M with Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat there, and, you know, he got to learn a lot just sitting there and watching. I think you can learn some things from that. But in 13 to 15, he was in Miami. They had a very explosive offense, okay? They had a horrible defense. They had a bad offensive line, but they had an explosive offense. And I think that's something to kind of keep in mind here.
I like it.
Likes to use two tight ends, things like that. But he's got a good background of calling plays. He's got experience.
That's appealing to me. There's some excitement there. I think of these names, of all the names we're hearing, that's probably the most exciting.
I think that's who they want, too, if I was guessing.
The other candidate, which is probably third most likely, is Kellen Moore himself. And that's something, KT, you just introduced the last time we got into this. They didn't bounce him when they bounced Linehan. He is very well respected. We believe that that would be Dak's choice if they asked Dak.
Mm-hmm.
Dak's a huge fan. They've got a great relationship. I find it hard to believe because he's just so young without any experience. But that doesn't mean that he couldn't do it. It would be a pretty incredible story if he could.
And I don't think, here's why I don't think it's that outrageous. I think we here, you know, turned it into this ongoing joke. But if you look at Shanahan or McVay, dude, Kellen Moore is way more qualified than those two guys.
McVay
actually took snaps in the NFL, and we watched it. So that whole thing where guys are going from quarterback coach to offensive coordinator, when that offensive coordinator goes and takes the head coaching job elsewhere and then shines for a year and then suddenly gets a head coaching job, the kind of people that are doing that stuff are people that are a lot like Kellen Moore.
Right.
I would just argue he's more qualified than those guys at that age.
Yeah, he's 30, and he's been a boy genius for a while. He's very well thought of. I think that's a bit of a long shot, but heck, who knows, man? I did not know anything about Chris Richard until he showed up. I'm not an expert on any of these guys.
Right.
No idea. Yeah. I really don't
have
a
good point. Yeah, Richard, we didn't know.
Yeah, right? I don't have a good feel for who these guys are or what they could do. Kellen Moore has been executing a job that he was asked to do by Garrett and Linehan. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we have an experience of watching him as an offensive coordinator. But
there are a lot of stories too. I'm trying to remember, KT, we had the story about the backup quarterback for the Detroit Lions that was competing with Kellen Moore for a job, and Kellen Moore came in and just started breaking everything down right out of college. It was like, well, crap, I'm not going to get this job. Because this kid walks in from college, is breaking everything down you need to know, and he sees it all.
Yeah. I mean, does he need to, like, everything I think I know about his personality is that he's, you know, he's kind of
he's
shy,
quiet.
Timid, quiet guy, introverted guy, very likable. Everybody like, good, like an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a big personality and presence to be an offensive coordinator? I don't know.
I think it's more about the game plan than anything else. And I think there's a difference in offensive coordinator and play caller. He doesn't have experience calling plays. And that's the thing that makes me nervous more than anything about Kellen is the lack of experience calling plays.
Isn't Kingsbury an easygoing guy?
Yeah. That's what you hear.
Yeah, introverted too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows?
Although Kellen, he is, but he hadn't had a problem getting out in front of the cameras, doing all the interviews and being a leader. So,
he doesn't like doing that, we've heard, though.
He doesn't like doing it, but he does a good job of it. I've never seen Kellen doing it. I don't know.
You know, Kellen, though, he could have a blackboard in his office or a dry erase board probably in these days and have all these kind of crazy plays and, like, wheel them out and say, hey, guys, I've got this, and I have kind of been keeping it because I didn't think it was time, and here's some of this, and say, you're my offensive coordinator. Someone else can call plays. Nussmeier's got you know, background calling plays. He might probably be the guy who would call plays if Kellen was OC. I think it would be more title than, you know, what he has to do.
I don't want it to be Garrett, though. I don't want Garrett to be calling plays. Mm-hmm. We've been there, done that. It was so incredibly conservative that there was almost an outright revolt to get that taken away from him.
I doubt he wants to do that.
Yeah.
See, I think I want that because I think if things go bad, you're one step closer to moving on to a new regime.
Well, that's the thing. This is a temporary fix, hoping that you can fix something that's already in place. This is duct tape, mirrors, and a fog machine. Let's patch this hole. This is not blow out Garrett, blow out Linehan, blow out Kellen Moore. Start with an all-new scheme, all-new language. Build it around Dak. Spread it out. You know, run pass options, innovative college football style. This is not that. Mm-hmm. But if this is the last year that Garrett has under contract, is that accurate?
I believe so. Yeah.
Do the Cowboys go to him and say, listen, the Jones boys, do they say, listen, you got this year? All right. We're not extending you. We think you've done an amazing job, but we're at a tough spot here. If you don't get it done this next year and help us take that next step and we don't see the development and advancements that we're looking for, we're going to have to go hire a brand new offensive mind. And to do that, we're going to have to give him the head coaching position. So this is your shot.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to extend you. Let's just go see. Go earn it. Go show us. You've been here for a long time. And is it possible that that's what they're saying? And then if this all fails, now they bring in a whole new offensive scheme and build it around Dak next year.
I think if that's what the philosophy is, you just have Nussmeier call the plays. You know, Jerry is stressed over and over that he wanted Jason to be a walk-around coach.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't just, as a last-ditch effort, you call the plays. I mean, the thing sucks with Nussmeier, then they're gonna move on to something else. They will have fully exhausted everything within that realm that they can fully exhaust.
I get it. I know a lot of people rolled their eyes. I tweeted this earlier. I was like, man, they, and Scott's in on this too, and Jason, and so is, as someone tweeted to me, LP Latasseur and Jeff Heath and whoever. 3 out of the last 5 years, they won their division. That's tied for second in the NFL.
Yep.
Like, they're close. They don't need someone to go up to them and go, well, blow it up. Well, that's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, hey, man, we win games here.
Jerry said this, though, and he's right because it's Jerry. Jerry said, I don't care what's happened over the last 20 years. We're focused on the last 3 or 4 years. But in the mind of all the fans here, it's been 20 years of the same thing.
Right.
But and realistically, Jerry is right. If you focus on the last 3 or 4 years, it's headed in a way different direction, a way better direction. But we can't separate any of that out because Garrett's been here forever as an offensive coordinator. He's been the head coach. He's going into season 10, right?
I don't know.
If you include the half season.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
But you have to look at this and say, look, we all, I'm there with you. We all think Dak is a really good quarterback, mm-hmm. right?
I do.
We all think this is a pretty good offensive line.
If healthy, yeah.
We think this is a pretty good running back.
Yeah.
We think they got a number one receiver.
Yeah, and a number two.
And a number two. And last year when Cole Beasley was healthy, you had 3 good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hard for this offense to score points? Why does this offense grind to a halt in the red zone? Why does this offense fail to throw the ball effectively against 8-man boxes that are trying to stop the run?
Or when even teams throw the ball.
Yeah.
Period.
When teams say, we dare Dak to beat us, this team was still handing off.
Yep.
And I think the quarterback has more than that to offer. I think that quarterback's chomping at the bit to say, all right, let me show you what I can do.
If you want to blame it on Scott, blame it on Scott, but their tendencies to do the same thing over and over and be predictable, put them in ridiculous situations. And even despite that, they were 10-6 and went to the divisional round. Like, imagine what happens if they actually breathe fresh air into this thing, how good the team can be.
Give it the Rashard treatment.
You didn't even mention the defense.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.